All right. We're going to roll into our post-race celebration here with our winning team in tonight's UNOH 200 here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Yeah. We've been joined by our race-winning team, driver Brett Moffitt, crew chief Jerry Baxter, and team representative Keith Barnwell. This is Brett's third victory this season and also his first victory at Bristol Motor Speedway. We'll take questions for Brett, Jerry, and Keith. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get started with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport 2. First, Brett, I know defending champion, there it comes a little bit with the label, but is this a statement victory for you guys tonight, basically, you know, shot to the rest of the field that the title run goes through you guys?
I mean, it's not really about making statements. It's about winning races, and that speaks for itself. So we've had a lot of fast Chevy Silverados this year, and things just haven't played out. I thought almost for damn sure we were going to win Michigan last week, and Crafton didn't get going on the restart, and it cost us. But I guess you can call it a statement or whatever, but we're just executing the race fully, and we have fast trucks, and we're just doing everything right tonight, and that's what we need to do, continue it into the playoffs. But it's a huge weight lifted off our shoulders, that's for damn sure, and we'll go to the next two, try to win them, get as many playoff points possible, and then focus on the round of six.
When you ended up mired there a little bit, starting the final stage, I mean, were you guys pretty sure that the guys who stayed out would eventually fade back and the strategy would work out, or were you a little nervous there in traffic for a while?
It's with the PJ1 down, it's so hard to pass that when it's on the bottom, it's going to be tough no matter what. If they have a decent truck, it's obviously if they're really, really bad, you'd be able to pass them. But if they're decent with the PJ1, it's just like the throttle is just like a light switch. You're either on it or off it 100%. And it makes it really hard to pass on the bottom. You know, like when I passed Chastain, it was because of lap cars, and I jumped to the top, which we were pretty good through the top, but it still wouldn't compare to clean air on the bottom. And so when we fired off, I was confident. And then that next yellow, it just didn't come back like it was previously. I don't know if I just didn't clean the tires enough or kept too much temperature in them and didn't let them cool down. But then after that, it seemed to fire off a hell of a lot better. So I don't know, you're never confident until you get the win, so fortunately everything worked out.
All right, additional questions? Come on. All right, we'll come up from to Bob Lee and then back to Jacob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. So Brett, what will this allow you to do the next 2 week or the next two races now that you know that you're set?
I mean, the biggest thing for us now is go win races. It doesn't matter stage points. All that matters is playoff points, right? So if we can get 5 playoff points a race by winning it, then great. If not, so be it. But we don't got to play the our clarity is now clear. Like, we don't have to get stage points. We don't have to you know, worry about track position. I think as far as track position goes, we can just do what's going to win the race, not what's going to get us stage points and potentially win the race. We can risk it a little more. It just takes the weight off our shoulders to go for wins instead of thinking about stage points and winning.
All right, Lee, go ahead.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. You and Chastain had a hell of a battle, and it doesn't look like either one of you are going to give the other an inch. Do you just kind of expect that down the stretch, or, you know, was it just problematic of a short track, or is this just something that we're going to see between the two of you the rest of the playoffs?
Oh, you're going to see it everywhere. I mean, he races hard, and I'm going to race him as hard as he races me. And, you know, tonight he got into me a little bit, but I can't fault him on that one. I've had instances in the past where, yes, I was very upset with him, but tonight he got into me into the corner, but I got loose into the corner, and he kind of nudged me up the track, but it was all fair and clean. He just hit me smooth and got me out of the groove, but he's going to race hard every lap, and he's in fast trucks. They're GMS associate trucks, and I think we proved tonight that all of our trucks are pretty damn fast at one point or the other. Sam Mayer was up in the top 10 from starting deep and his first truck start, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, it's going to be what it's going to be, and he wants a championship as bad as I do. I can promise you that. And it's just going to be about execution the rest of the season. And you got to have the cooler head sometimes when that situation comes up and realize what you're racing for and not take yourself out of it.
All right, Jacob, go ahead.
Brett, you said execution just there, and that was the word that came to mind. The last couple restarts were about execution. You know, how tough was that as the caution kept coming out to keep nailing it, you know, keep everybody behind you? You had something figured out, that was clear.
Yeah, a lot of guys, and even I did early, went bottom on the restarts, and Ross passed me on the top, and then the next restart, he chose the bottom, and I passed him on the top, and everyone kept going bottom, and it just didn't make sense to me, and it depends who you're racing, and obviously with three to go, I thought about going bottom just because I didn't want to be at the mercy of a guy trying to get his first win, run it too hard, and get into me, but he did a great job staying off of me, so once I got going, it was good. I didn't launch as good as I wanted to and had to pass him off four or clear myself off four. But after that, they started racing too wide and we were able to drive away. And it's just about being just aggressive enough. You know, if you try too hard, you're going to spin the tires. And if you don't try hard enough, they're just going to eat you up. So it's a fine balance. And it seems like every restart's different here with the tires pick up a lot of the rubber that's on the track under caution. So every time you fire off, you have something a little bit different, and it's just hard to adapt to that, and you just got to hit it right.
All right, additional questions? Do we have any questions upstairs in the press box? No, in the press box. Okay. Any questions downstairs? All right, they're going to let you guys off easy tonight. Congratulations on that first playoff round win.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
I will.